It's all Bills all day. Buffalo Bills football Monday on the home of the Bills. WGR Sports Radio 550. Brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com.
Buffalo will have to go 97 yards or at least within field goal range in 32 seconds. Back to pass, pumps, throws as he's hit, and it's incomplete. Martin takes the snap, kicks it high and away, and it's only going to go to the 41, and Robert Woods has room to run out to the 50, and he gets right back to the 48-yard line with 7 seconds left, and they are right back where they were when they lost the football. Here's the snap. Hold is down. Kick is long enough, and it is good. At the gun, Kaimi Fairbairn wins it for the Houston Texans with a 59-yard game-winning field goal.
You know, that's on me. The end-of-game situation on offense, we're a tough situation. They're holding three timeouts. I got a good field goal kicker. We needed to run the clock and move the chains, and that's on me. We didn't do that there, and that's my fault.
You're listening to Jeremy and Joe on the home of the Bills, WGR Sports Radio 550.
Hey, everybody. It is Buffalo Bills Football Monday. It is not a Victory Monday. Again, we're starved here for Victory Mondays. We won't have one next week. There's a Monday Night Football game. Football Monday brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. Jeremy and Joe, morning.
Morning. How'd it go for everybody?
I mean, what do you say?
Were we able to sleep last night? Or we?
Joe, I haven't been able to sleep because of the group of receivers for months.
I thought you were going to say because of the baby, maybe.
No. Who possibly could have seen this coming? Everyone. Everyone. My biggest...
Well, most. Wanted to really pay attention.
Well, listen, I don't want to get mad at Bills fans or have them get mad at me. It's fun to believe in things. And, you know, a couple weeks in, this group was working. They had a formula that seemed to work. But I had my doubts. We had our doubts after they beat the Cardinals. We said, you know, the receivers really didn't have to do much. And then they beat the Dolphins. You know, the receivers really didn't have to do much. I wonder if they can win a game where they need their receivers to do something. And then they walloped Jacksonville. All right, great. Great game. Great performance. And since then, it's looked like the Bills' offense that I thought we would get. No Shakir, of course, makes a big difference.
I was going to say in that, can I make a startling declaration about the Bills right now? They are just as reliant on their number one wide receiver as they always have been. No? Are they not?
It might be.
Look what their offense looks like without Khalil Shakir in there.
Yeah.
And he was in there against the Ravens, but Sal had kind of brought up to us last week or pointed out that ankle injury happened really early on and he never thought he was the same since. The fact he missed the game yesterday I could double down on, he probably was not right against Baltimore. So he's their number one wide receiver, and they look lost without him.
Yep.
And that's not a good... It's not where you want to be. He's not elite prime Diggs in the first place. He's good, but...
He's fine. He's pretty good.
He's it.
Yeah, he's it.
He is it. He is the only guy that Allen finds. That's it. Yesterday, just holy cow,
well,
without him.
We'll do a lot today. We'll talk about McDermott end of game. Well, if you want to get to the defense, the receivers... The tight ends are in this conversation, too, because for a long time, if I were to say the Bills have the worst receivers in football or some version of that, you could push back with, well, they've got good tight ends.
They have a lot invested in tight ends.
They sure do have a lot invested in tight ends.
They have a $10 million contract invested in one, and they have a first-round pick invested in the other.
Listen, I mean, it's only 6:07 the day after a loss to Houston for a team that's 3-2 and probably going to still win the division, but... That said, like, what's my hottest take? My hottest take is something that Nate tweeted yesterday, which is they steered wrong when they made the Kincaid pick. That was a veering off course, and they've been chasing this tight end idea since and believing they can run their offense through their tight ends. Okay, how's that going? It didn't go well last year. It got a little bit better when one of those tight ends left the lineup, and they start like, – they're just
– Now I'm just wondering how good Kincaid is.
We're just kind of back to the rudderless – identity. What is their identity? Allen is a guy that likes to throw it deep, and you saw that on the final three plays. He wants chunks. He wants plays. Of course he does. He's always wanted that. And that they were going to turn him into some version of a bubble screen thrower and yak guy, they succeeded in doing that. The question is, was that ever going to be worth it? Because, okay, you got yak guys, and the odd thing about the yak guys on this team and the, is that you don't have many that can get open quickly.
So, yeah.
Which is odd. Anyway.
To get yak, like, long-term, I think the guys have to be open.
Quickly.
Like,
yes.
Because Houston, you can design the yak plays with the screens and little crossers, but
hey, how about
Houston
Diggs?
Is all over that yesterday. They are waiting for that to come. Any Curtis Samuel play, they were just waiting for. How many times did they draw up a play for Curtis Samuel where Allen had to double-clutch it and not throw it to him?
Can I now say, hey, everybody, remember when Diggs couldn't make those plays work?
Yeah.
Remember that? Can anybody make those plays really work?
Well,
because Diggs had a couple of those against the Bills and made it work.
And I'm someone who wrote that off, too. That's not the type of player Diggs is.
And he had multiple yak plays yesterday. And he had timing plays. And he had big third down conversions. He had more yards receiving than the entire Bills receiver core. He had more catches than the entire Bills receiver core in this game. I mean, you could say a lot of things, but the Bills went on the road. They gussied themselves up, and they went to see their ex for the first time in a long time, and they came out looking like fools. What an embarrassment for the passing game. What an embarrassment for Joe Brady. What an embarrassment for Josh Allen to have looked like that, to go 9 of 30. To have the
with Josh Allen.
With Josh Allen. With
Josh
Do you have
Allen.
Any idea how bad you have to be around Josh Allen to be that bad with Josh Allen? It is incredible. It really is. And Allen did not play well.
I was just going to throw that in. Like I think the bigger conversation is about Brady, the offense, the personnel. Allen did not help them out yesterday.
He did not play well.
He did not help them
and
out.
And, of course, I mean, if you want to be an Allen defender, which in this case I probably do want to be an Allen defender, he's not going to often play well when he doesn't trust anybody. Who can he trust? Drop back, count yourself your 3 seconds, and then think like, he didn't know where he's going now, and he's going to roll to the right. All of a sudden, Josh Allen, who doesn't get hurt, right? Most durable guy in the league. Now he's getting shots.
He's getting blasted.
He is getting lit up. So I've got my franchise quarterback, who I have left to die in a vine out there with very little help in the receiving game. Two straight years of think of him like a pass catcher with James Cook and Dalton Kincaid. Think of him like a receiver. All this team needed to do for multiple years was just continue to, you know, keep that pipeline fresh. Keep young guys in here. Instead, it's, you know, Shakir. They're lucky Shakir turned into something, a fifth-round pick. It's Justin Shorter and Marquez Stevenson and Sherfield and Hardy and Crowder, and we're going to elevate Isaiah McKenzie to a bigger role he's not ready for. And we're going to ask Gabe Davis to do more than he probably ever should do. Constantly underplaying their own quarterbacks' help. He was unstoppable with a full boat of receivers for two seasons. We watched it. And then they just dismantled it over time and tried to blame the whole thing on Diggs. And that, to me, is, I mean, whatever. He probably carries lots of responsibility, but man, who could have seen this coming? Everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone could have seen this coming. That game yesterday, if you want to get now into the individual game, boy, the Texans were desperately trying to lose.
They gave them every chance.
Unbelievable how much they wanted to lose that game.
Yeah.
They get you got a fourth down stop on fourth and one because they ran into the giant people. Good call.
Yep. Right up the middle.
You had a
no sneak. I guess they're one of these teams that doesn't run sneaks.
I guess not. Stroud with a fumble and a pick.
Yeah.
Both in deep in.
Man, what a pick by Terrell Bernard.
It was a very incredible.
I like how they broke that play down too on the telecast. Like he makes Stroud think he's covering the tight end going across, and then he dives to the left to get off after Diggs.
Yep.
The fumble is just Stroud being careless, right? Like he was bad in the second half. Did he do anything in the second half? You know what? Diggs was good. What did he end up with? 82 yards though.
82.
He didn't kill them. He was very good though.
He was there when they needed him to be.
The Bills are very lucky that Nico Collins went out in that game early. Like, that's a play that does not happen against them, right? Maybe rookie safety, the play over the top. Collins going out early. Like, he to me is why they didn't look the same in the second half.
Yep.
Their number one receiver was out. But man, every opportunity that you could, even the field goal at the end, like settling for a 59-yard field goal after the intentional grounding. Right, like
everything.
Who thought you were going to get a punt? on that drive. Right before, like, I didn't think the Bills were going to get the ball back at the 3-yard line in the first place. I thought the Texans were going to get it. They were going to get a first down, or they were going to kick a long field goal there. I would have been interested to see what Ryans would have done on 4th and 5 from, it would have been, I think, like a 61-yarder with, what, 30 seconds left? Does he kick that? Well, we're never going to know because of the intentional grounding, but he might kick a 60-yarder. He might not, because he knows if he misses it, then the Bills have 32 seconds and are 10 yards away from field goal range. So, but we never got that hypothetical.
Well,
never
that was, that. Speaking of things that were baffling, on that possession when they're at the Bills 39 before the intentional grounding.
Yeah.
I mean, they pass it to Dalton Schultz, who goes out of bounds, stopping the clock.
Right.
And then on third down.
Third and 5 at the 39. So that's a, that is a 57-yarder, 56-yarder.
Sure, sure. Yeah. I can't believe they passed it.
They could. I was watching the Bills game. Didn't have someone behind me said that they should kneel it.
Yeah,
and they would have been. They would have been better off.
The Bills had no timeouts.
Yeah,
they should have run the ball, and if it gets stuffed, great. Take it down to 1 second, and then kick for the win, and you go to overtime. Worst case, instead, they actually got the ground and gave it back to the Bills.
That's so, another one where Stroud kind of bailed them out. Like terrible. I guess after the play call, what is he supposed to do? Like, he could try to throw it into the dirt somewhere else, but yeah, they were trying to get, they were trying to wrap that in a bow.
Penalties are incredible. Like, everything. Houston tried so hard to give that back. All right. Ed writes in. We've got some what's your favorite stat from this game? Ed just tweeted me a stat I want to get to you.
Okay.
Choking on it. This was only the second time since 2000 the team took possession inside its own 5 with a minute to 3 minutes remaining in regulation with the score tied and defensive team holding all 3 timeouts. So the scenario that McDermott got when they passed 3 times,
he had never had before.
It's only happened 2 times in 24 years.
Okay. And he had never had it? McDermott had never had
it? No, he could not have.
Brady certainly wouldn't have had it.
No.
3 passes. Is that, you have a huge problem with the 3 passes?
Huge. Huge problem with the 3 passes. Yeah. Matt.
I didn't need 3 runs, but 3 passes was tough.
You need one run and then to talk about it.
Right. First down. How did the run go on first?
Okay, it's 2nd and 6. Now what do you want to do?
Because if I could really, I would want to go into it, especially knowing they have 3 timeouts. How should you, think about it this way. They've got 3 timeouts. You know they want the ball back. There's 32 seconds left. You're going to call 2 runs on 1st and 2nd down. They're going to use their timeouts. You get 2 free timeouts,
yeah,
basically. So you might only get 7 yards out of it, 8 yards out of it, but I can get,
you might
what?
Get 0.
I could get 3rd and 2.
Maybe.
They've used both their timeouts, and now if I want to be aggressive, now maybe I can do that, right? Like, if I want to get to a point of being aggressive and going for the field goal. But, man, they had their timeouts. You knew they were going to use them. Use it. Run a couple of plays. Let them use the timeouts. Then you want to be aggressive, then go be aggressive. That's what I would have done. Never in a million years would I have done that. And I also, did you think they were going to throw it like that 3 times? I was stunned. Last year in Philly, they had a better situation and they kneeled the ball.
It was a much better situation in Philly. There was a chance to actually go, what, like 30 yards and try a deep kick?
Yeah, I'm like, they're going for this? I don't... there was just a better way to go for it if you were
going
to go for
it. Well, built into the absurdness of going for it is that you averaged more yards per run than yards per pass in this game.
That's the biggest problem.
That is a cardinal sin that should never happen in a football game, but it did for them. I shouldn't say that. If you run for like 12 yards per carry, that's fine. But usually you're going to pass for more than you run. And the Bills are such a bad passing team yesterday. The idea they would call 3 passes, like, now's the time it's going to start working. Okay.
Right, you might run the ball. Ignore the clock. Ignore the timeouts. You, well, not completely ignore the clock, I guess. You need a first down.
How are you
gonna
get one?
Just to get the game over, you need a first down. This is the problem with this football team right now. This is the scary part to me about this team, is that's a critical situation where I need a first down, and the best idea you have is to run the football.
Yeah.
That's a problem.
Do you know how often
your best way to get that first down was just to run James Cook?
Do you know how often they ran on first down in this game?
I have no concept, no.
I don't know if it includes the final possession. I'll have to double check. But I saw that they had 26 first and tens.
Yeah.
And they ran on 20 of them.
Really?
That's how run heavy they are. That's how committed to the run they are. And in the one drive where they probably should have run on first and 10,
yeah,
they passed it. They run on first down all the time.
I mean, shouldn't they have been more run heavy yesterday?
They probably,
if we're being real?
Yes, they
should
probably
they have,
should
they have thrown the ball 30 times? The score got to a point, right, where like you're down 17, you're down 20-3 at one point. You're going to pass it a few more times than maybe you were hoping.
I just can't.
Why are you hoping? Like I'm sitting here like maybe they threw the ball too much, throwing it 30 times. What is this football team? That's even a thought in my head. They threw the ball 30 times. Oh, they maybe should have ran it more.
Yeah.
Holy cow. Matt Collins, 6 targets again. That's my favorite stat. That's my least favorite stat. Again, that their 1 year, $1 million wide receiver is playing every snap and getting 6 targets a game.
Yeah.
How?
I don't know. MVS against Derek Stingley on a 3rd and 10. On a really important play, let's throw it to MVS. Like, okay, Curtis Samuel, here's the perfect storm for him to get involved. I mean, nothing.
I want to believe he's hurt. I want to believe he's hurt. I don't know. They've got multiple years of him on the football team.
Two.
At least two.
At least two. Yeah.
And just, how is there nothing? That's the thing. He has never been this bad in his entire career.
Well, here's a question.
Anywhere.
What's the way out? What's the way out from a weapon standpoint? This is a Davante Adams conversation or Amari Cooper conversation, because Dawson Knox is on the team for another year also.
Yeah.
So you got two spots being occupied by Curtis Samuel and Dawson Knox.
Yeah.
And Keon Coleman's here, and Shakir's here, and Kincaid's here. So, like, really what it is, it's your MVS, Mac Hollins. That's what has to be replaced in order to make this team a legitimate threat offensively. You go against a team that has good corners, you're going to get roasted. No one thinks these guys on the outside can win. And I listened to Joe Marino, the Locked On Bills podcast. Basically, that Houston did the same thing Baltimore is. Like, all this talk about cover 2, teams are not going to do that to the Bills. They're going to go cover 1 and close the middle of the field and say, go ahead and beat us on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
And they can't do it.
No.
They can't do it. These teams will, if you're good enough, the Jets might be good enough to do this too.
They typically have the answers against the Bills anyway.
They always have, even when the Bills had better weapons.
Yeah.
Our number is 803-0550. Give us a call. I mean, we're just the first segment ends up just being like a series of
Chaos, just whatever.
It's like whack-a-mole.
Whack-a-mole,
and
yes.
Another thing. And another thing.
Yes.
Would you trust Tyler Bass to hit a 59-yarder?
No.
Maybe not. And another thing. So give us a call, 803-0550. It's Football Monday. Bills lose to the Texans in a game they probably should have lost by more. It would have felt like stealing if they came out with that win, and they almost did.
Yards per play in that game were 6.34. The Bills were under 5 yards per play.
Yeah, it was a horrible game.
4.7.
They were horrible. Their quarterback right now, like, it should never get to this point. And this is a thing about, you want to say it's Allen, you want to say it's the modern day athlete. Like, everybody's got to act like everything's okay, right? Everything's fine. Oh, no, I got to be better for my guys. Like, no one's mad over there. No one's freaking out. And one thing about, like, whatever, it's the Diggs game, so we're going to relitigate Diggs a little bit. Diggs would have hated being that bad.
Mm-hmm.
It would have lit everybody up, right? And they get annoyed by that. They don't like being yelled at. They're upset about that. Like, I'm just, who are the drivers? And they're not just out here having a good time. Hey, we're having more fun playing football than ever, taking all these veiled shots at Diggs all throughout the offseason, where Allen has to make a point to say not everything we're saying is about him. But, man, the entire mantra of the team, everybody eats, nice to have nobody focus the ball through. Teams don't know who to stop. That's right, they don't know who to stop because nobody does anything enough to be stopped. Who do you have to stop? Kincaid? Kincaid had a drop. A drop would have been an incredible catch. Here's my matchup nightmare tight end, and the best play he almost made in this game was my quarterback rolling crazy sideways, and he's got to dive out of bounds for 2 feet to get the ball to get a completion. I can't just scheme up a play for Dalton Kincaid.
He did finally get open up the seam.
He did.
Allen underthrew it.
Yes, he did.
But what? Right. But what? He got that open like one time, two times in the whole game. By the way, did you see the Texans trolling the Bills over the mantra?
Everybody eats.
Everybody eats.
I did see that. They should be trolled over it. It was a joke from the start. It is a false idol to worship. Who cares? When have we ever cared about that? No one should have ever cared about everybody eats.
I would have loved that to have been their mantra in a year where they had Diggs and they had gone out and done something else.
Like,
I have a team like Houston where I've got four legitimate great targets. If I can include the tight end in that. I think Schultz is pretty good. But whatever, it's mostly the three receivers. Just three guys that's everybody eats. And I know like they were not good in the second half,
even if that is everybody eats, that's something for them to say to each other as friends. We shouldn't care. We should not care if one guy gets nine catches or three guys get three catches. There's no reason to care about that. The same thing as being mad about I'm a hockey team. I got too many goals for my top line. Well, who cares? Goals are goals. Catches are catches. Touchdowns are touchdowns.
Well, that's why I'm ready for... I'm done with everybody eats and just Shakir eats. That's it.
Feed Shakir.
You asked like how they come back from this. They come back from this and that Khalil Shakir is going to get 150 targets. Like, I don't know. What else you do? Yeah. He's good. I don't know that anybody else on their receiving core is actually good. Who's good? Is Kincaid even good? Samuel good?
Kincaid is certainly not... what he has been sold to be yet.
But I feel like...
He's good.
I feel like I know Shakir is good now. That's it.
Yeah.
And I need to funnel the ball to him. And I need him to get healthy immediately.
All right. We yelled a lot. We whacked moles. Your turn to whack some moles here.
We're going
to
hand the... Is that a hammer?
The whacker, maybe.
Whacker?
Yeah, the bammer. I don't know.
I like the sound of bammer. We'll hand that over.
I just...
It's a mallet.
Listen.
It is a mallet.
I want to say something very important here. When we get to the offseason... And we're getting ready for the draft, and I have to be the big, stupid guy on the radio blaring a train horn again. It's not my fault. They could have stopped this anytime. 4 years I'm going to be doing this now. I got to do it in April again, and I don't want you to tell me you're tired of me doing it because it's not my fault. There.
Oh, maybe they've traded for Devontae Adams by that point.
Yeah, right. 803-0550. The defense did turn it around.
What was the stat you gave me before? 8 for 82? Outside the one Coleman play?
Outside of the Keon Coleman play, which counts.
Yes, it does.
Great play
by him.
Passes not to Keon, well, I shouldn't say that. Outside of the Coleman play, Josh Allen was 8 for 29 for 82 yards.
Oh, I mean.
8 for 29 for 82 yards outside of that fourth down play to Coleman. 803-0550, Vinny, PJ, Eric, Paul, Zach, everybody else. Stay with us. We'd love to hear from you. You guys whack some moles. I'm going to take a breath.
Cook, the lone setback. Gets the handoff. Up the middle. Fighting to the goal line. And he's in. James Cook with a 5-yard touchdown run. And the Bills are finally in the end zone.
Highlights of the game brought to you by Northland Workforce Training Center. Train for what's next. We've also got our Skyworks Stats of the Game. Skyworks Stats of the Game brought to you by Skyworks Equipment Rental, building America from the ground up. Which stat do you like the most, Joe? What do you get to? What jumps out at you as the stats of the game?
I mean, the stat from, was it Tim Graham, Elena Gutzenberg, maybe a few people had it, that Allen's 9 completions on 30 attempts are the lowest on that many throws in any NFL game since 1992?
Yeah. 30 years. He had the lowest completion percentage with 30 throws in 30 years.
I mean, that should never happen.
Bills 3 of 4
with him.
3 of 14 on third down. Another one that's kind of rough.
My favorite interception might be that. Is this more evidence that interceptions are so overrated? Because here we are on October 7th feeling like the Bills' offense is kind of broken and Allen still doesn't have a pick.
No picks.
Doesn't matter?
Again,
does it feel like he had zero? Who cares if he had zero interceptions? Move the off. I'd rather their offense look great and you have 5.
Right. Yep. No turnovers. I know that Bills fans get really bent out of shape because Allen tends to get criticized for turnovers a lot. This year he doesn't have turnovers, but
he also did. Luckily, he got away with one yesterday.
Yeah, he stepped out of bounds.
Did he step out of bounds?
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
I think he stopped.
You're thinking of the interception he almost threw.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking of the one where he stepped out of bounds and looked like he rolled the ball forward.
Oh, yeah. Okay, right.
Yeah.
So there were two by the sideline. Because the one I'm thinking of, he stops on the sideline, and then he tries to throw the ball to nobody.
Yeah.
And it's right in a Texan hand, and it's dropped, though.
Get a call, and I'm like, one more point on Allen here, because I know we're going to be saying a lot about their weapons, but I don't think he played well. First drive of the game, Cook runs for 7 on first down. And then on 2nd and 3 and 3rd and 3, it's something I've been wanting. I want them to take shot plays, right? On 2nd and 3, 2nd and short, here's your time to look for explosive plays. And on 2nd and 3, they did. And it was incomplete, looking for Mac Hollins. And on 3rd and 3, what does Allen do? He could run, and instead he throws it deep.
Yep.
A low percentage throw down the sideline to Dalton Kincaid. And, you know, it's just one play, so at the time I'm not exactly trying to pull too much from it. But looking back, he's hunting. He knows there's pressure on this offense, and he's always going to be a big play hunter. And if you turn his offense into some dink-dunk Curtis Samuel experiment, this is what you're going to get. We're back on, you know, trying to find what best suits Josh Allen, and they went from a no-yak attack to all-yak in 2.5 years. Vinny in Cheektowaga. Hey, Vinny, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Well, first of all, I want to say is it seems like the new catchphrase for McDermott and Allen is, it falls on me. Right, hear that a lot this year. And they talk about situational football. Two games I saw yesterday where teams blocked the field goals, I believe, to win the games. 59-yarder, and we don't have anybody out there to try to block this thing. It's going to be a long year, guys. You're not going to go anywhere when you got subpar players. So, well,
thanks, Vinny. I think they do have a number of good players still.
But I was pretty sure
they were missing some of their good players yesterday. I mean, if we're being real, they're missing 4.
They're missing
Oliver,
Taron Johnson,
Shakir.
Shakir's huge.
Taylor Rapp. They're missing 4 good players.
Rapp. I don't think Rapp's some stalwart or anything, but...
But he doesn't get beat like Cole Bishop
I have to watch. That was definitely Bishop, we think, that got beat on that play.
Yeah.
I mean, it's easy to put 2 and 2 together anyway. And that's a play that, as we've said, that play never happens against McDermott. Ever happens against McDermott. So the fact that it did, I mean, I don't think Taylor Rapp's a star player. All I need him is to be responsible on one more play than the rookie was, and the Bills win that football game, maybe. Because that's 7 points. They didn't do much other than that game, the Texans offense, that play at least.
A minus 27.2 completion percentage over expected for Allen.
That sounds not good.
Right.
At all.
Real bad. Real bad. And thinking about, you mentioned, what play did you just mention?
The Collins one?
Yes.
Yeah.
That they had the ball 4 times in the fourth quarter,
mm-hmm,
and completed 0 passes.
The Bills?
The Bills.
The Bills.
The Bills. Yeah. 4 including one at the 13-yard line?
They had 2 this is part of the Texans trying to gift wrap it for them. They had 2 drives at the end of the game with a chance to win it. And they went 4 plays, 0 yards, 3 plays, 0 yards.
Did they get a single?
Sorry, it would be 3 plays, 0 yards, and 3 plays, 0 yards.
Did they get a single completion?
No. Nothing.
How hard is it? You have Josh Allen as your quarterback, and you cannot get a completed pass.
They make it 20-17 at the 4:20 of the third quarter. 4:20 of the third quarter, the Bills make it 20-17. And their ensuing drives go 36 yards punt, 22 yards punt, 0 yards field goal, 0 yards punt, game over. Unbelievably bad offense.
So bad. PJ in Buffalo. Hey, PJ.
Hey, guys. How's it going? Good morning.
Morning. Thanks, PJ.
Couple points today. First of all, I do not know why they're using Samuel in screen passes. I find him since he was with the Panthers. He's a really good deep wide receiver, but for the past couple of games, I've been seeing they're not using him right, and it's been kind of frustrating me a little bit. I'm a top Madden player, and also with those 44 seconds, calling 3 straight pass plays, that's really confusing to me. But I'm going to end it right here. It's only week five. They did fight back, and thank God Knicks basketball started yesterday.
All right. Thanks, PJ.
The three plays at the end is just...
Well, once they got the pass interference on Coleman, they had to pass the next two, I guess.
Right.
Then it didn't matter. Then it's, okay, it's second and 10. What's your best plan for getting a first down? What's your best plan for getting a first down,
right,
if you are second and 10? And you might think passing twice is, but in this game, passing wasn't. By the way, anyway, I'm going to tweet something out here in a moment. Everyone's going to really love. Go ahead. Sorry, distracted about... He said Curtis Samuel, so what did I do? I pulled up Curtis Samuel highlights from last year.
Yeah. With the Commanders.
Yes, with the Commanders.
Sam Howell.
Howell.
Sam Howell at quarterback. It was not a very good offense.
No?
Curtis, I mean, he did more, I'm sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Obviously.
Joe, this might shock you. He runs, I believe the phrase is, down the field.
Yep.
He runs down the field.
I mean, screens is a part of his game, too, but it's not supposed to just be screens. And that's it.
Eric in Lockport. Hey, Eric.
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going?
Good. Thanks, Eric.
So I just kind of had to lay out how the last caller kind of stole my thunder a little bit. But, those three plays at the end, the crazy thing with McDermott is it seems like when they get into these close games against good teams, something just happens to him, and it's gutalytics. I mean, the one time where you would want him to be conservative on a day where your offense is done, absolutely nothing. Josh was 9 of 27 passing by the time they get to that last possession. Like, your defense is actually playing well, and you're saying, okay, let's get to overtime. Maybe you get a stop, go from there. I mean, you had Coleman on the outside for a back shoulder throw, which is a low percentage play, and what am I trying to do? Maybe hit Mac Hollins on the other side? Like, just run the ball and take your licks and maybe go to overtime, and this time he wants to go for it. So, I don't know. I just had to vent about it. It seemed like just the obvious opposite of what you need to be doing there. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, thanks,
Eric. I mean, McDermott might have wanted to do that because it depends. What do they want to do on first down? It is a little amazing, too, that, again, we said this going into the week. What's their best play on the outside? It's a back shoulder pass to Keon Coleman. And what was the first play they wanted to do in that critical moment? They wanted a back shoulder to Keon Coleman. Just contested catch.
Right.
It's
not just a contested catch. It's such a timing, precision, chemistry.
Everything.
That's like Rodgers to Devontae Adams for 5 years. And you're just going to roll Keon Coleman in game five of his career and be like, all right, remember the back shoulder? Let's do that.
And that's our best play. And also on McDermott, again, maybe he would have thought differently after first down versus before first down. They showed him on TV after, I think it was the bomb to Mac Hollins on second down, and it looked like he was mouthing that we should be trying to get the first down. So I'm pretty sure McDermott would have been wanting to get the first down after at least the Coleman play.
What was Allen trying for?
If not before that.
This kind of gets to this goes back, you talk about this all the time. The last drive of the Chiefs game. What was it? Third and nine.
Yeah.
And they go to the end zone and deep twice.
Yeah.
You know, like, what are we going for? What's the plan here? And on that play, first down is incomplete. McDermott says we should be going, you know, we need the first down here. Allen throws where? 30 yards downfield? He's not throwing short of the sticks. Where is your yak offense where you need it?
Yeah. I want to watch that play back because off the top of my head, he wasn't looking at Hollins originally. But again, that would still be a problem. It would be, okay, it was his second read. It was his third read. The point should be that you kind of forced him into it then because he's standing in his own end zone, and if there was a different plan on that play that was shorter, it wasn't open. And that happens far too often where, hey, the plan here, like, oh, Samuel over the middle or whatever it would have been. I'll watch it back. Like, not open. Let me throw it deep to Mac Hollins. Okay.
Bills almost pitched a second-half shutout without Taron Johnson, Matt Milano, without Ed Oliver. You know, I'm looking at that secondary. It's Hamlin, Bishop, Cam Lewis. Granted, no Nico Collins helped.
Benford is a stud.
Yes, he is. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. Jeremy and Joe on WGR on a Buffalo Bills Football Monday.
Well, it starts with making better decisions on my part. And I know didn't complete the ball at a high rate tonight. Put the ball in harm's way, especially early in that first half. But I trust our guys. I know you guys are going to be wild this week, but love my guys, and we're going to keep working. And, you know, this isn't a defining moment in our season. You know, it's a chance to learn and grow from this, and that's what we're going to do.
Josh Allen, that slice of audio from the locker room brought to you by Picasso's Pizza, your game day tailgating headquarters. Time for Eye on the Quarterback. That's brought to you by Great Lakes Building Systems. We keep an eye on your business so you don't have to. Our business is protecting your business. The quarterback completed 9 passes.
He knows we're going to be wild this week, though.
Yes.
I guess. Even though he did say later on that he doesn't pay attention to it. So I don't know how he knows. But
I mean, if it makes him feel any better, I've been wild about this for like 4 years.
Yeah. Yep.
3 years.
I kind of want him to be wild about
it. Yes, of course.
I don't know that he is. Like, he is someone that, I mean, I would never expect he's going to do it there, you know, in a press conference setting. But I wonder what he's talking about, what he's like behind the scenes after a game like that. If he's got a receiving core that's not getting open consistently, what he would be like. Because, you know, coming into the year, there were stories about, like, is he going to be more of a
vocal leader?
A vocal leader. So I don't know.
Don't be one of the guys, but step up and be a leader.
Right.
Right. Paul in Buffalo. Hey, Paul.
Hey, guys. Yesterday after the game, I was so despondent. I had to go into my dark room and astrally project. And out there in the ether, I ran into Aaron Rodgers. And he told me to tell the Bills Mafia, R-E-L-A-X, man. Because you're in a division with 3 garbage teams. And when you Bills go 10-7, you'll beat us Jets by 2 games for the division. So just relax, guys. I'm going to retire by week 10. So, Bills Mafia, that is straight from Aaron Rodgers on the astral plane. Just relax. It's going to be okay. You got 3 months to figure out the offense before the playoffs start. Guys, have a good day. I'll call you tomorrow to talk about that other team.
Looking forward to it, Paul. Look, I've been waiting for...
Brian Masurowski's... That other team owes the Bills a thank you card for yesterday.
One thing about this, I think they'll still win the division. I still think they're a good team. What it really comes down to, and we'll get to this with Sal, we'll get to this up until the trade deadline. Will they do anything about their fatal flaw? We know they have it. They know they have it. You know? You're going in, your tank has a weak spot. You know? It's a pretty big weak spot. Are you going to do anything about it? Or are you just going to ride it out? Because if you ride out a division title, that's good. We'll celebrate that. And you go out in the first round of the playoffs, second round of the playoffs, because your quarterback can't find anybody to throw to. That feels like a wasted season. You're going to be in the playoffs. Make sure you don't waste a year of Josh Allen. Will they do anything about it is a big, big question. We'll talk with Sal next. Get more of your phone calls in. It's Buffalo Bills Football Monday, brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at Northwest.com.